This is WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzo. It's mid-January. Are you still honoring your New Year's resolution? Joining me to talk about how to stick with it is Anna Busenberg, clinical dietitian with Franciscan St. Elizabeth Health here in Lafayette. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
So what seems to be this problem with keeping a New Year's resolution?
Well, more often than not, people tend to shoot for vague, over-the-top New Year's resolutions. According to USA.gov, the most common January resolutions that Americans make include lose weight, manage debt, get a better job, get fit, eat right, get a better education, drink less alcohol, quit smoking, and take a trip. As you probably noticed, these are all rather ambiguous.
Right, very vague. So what do you recommend?
To make a resolution that sticks, it needs to be specific, timely, attainable, and measurable. So instead of saying to lose weight, change it to include a specific goal and a timeline. For example, I want to lose a pound a week for the month of January. If you made that goal for a whole year, then it would be easy to kick the goal to the side after a month or two. Setting a goal that has a definite end and beginning will make you more likely to achieve that goal.
So what if you just have a generic goal of saying getting fit?
Well, for me, being fit entails maybe being able to run 30 minutes or being able to do 20 push-ups. I would change that resolution to something like, I would want to be able to run for a consecutive 30 minutes by the end of January. Now, this is a goal that you can work on achieving, and by the end of January, you will have met that goal or not. And what if you don't meet the goal? What if I can only run consecutively for 20 minutes? That's fine. I've almost made that goal of 30 minutes, and I can make a new goal that extends my deadline to the middle of February. Realize that when you're making New Year's resolutions, if you really want to achieve your goals, you will have to change and adjust those resolutions throughout the year.
And I think we've all heard quite a few resolutions from friends and family about losing weight or eating healthier. What would you recommend to hone in on something more specific there?
Well, when it comes to making a New Year's resolution about health, these resolutions can take on different definitions for different people. We all can agree that being healthy is more than just what you eat for lunch or if you join a gym. It's a lifestyle change. As Americans, we work long hours and it is so easy for us to lead sedentary lifestyles. It's easy to eat fast food or cruise the parking lot for that closest parking spot to the door. Being able to set goals this upcoming year that focus on health and following a healthy lifestyle should make everyone's resolution list. Making small changes like trying to walk more, eating more vegetables, avoiding the drive-through line, or playing with your children more outside can make a big difference.
So if you want to be more active this year, let's say, what's a good starting point for that?
Well, aim for 30 minutes of physical activity a day. Now, that doesn't have to be done all at once, and it can be divided up into 10-minute segments throughout the day. When people think about exercise, they conjure up an image of a busy gym packed with sweaty people and are immediately turned off from the whole idea. That's why I feel it's important for people to understand that being active can involve activities around the house or can simply be walking more at work, walking around the neighborhood, or with your dog.
So the key is then, I guess, to find ways to make small changes?
Yes, and you will be much more successful in meeting those exercise resolutions. Now, if you're already leading a healthy lifestyle, then keep up the good work. Living healthy is an ongoing process, and practicing those healthy habits should continue not just through this year, but into the years to come as well. Remember to make those New Year's goals specific, timely, attainable, and measurable, and hopefully 2013 will be a great year to achieve your resolutions.
Anna Busenberg is a clinical dietitian with Franciscan St. Elizabeth Health. We have contact information for Anna on our website, wbaa.org. Thanks so much for coming in and good luck with your resolutions.
Thanks. You as well.
You're listening to WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzo.